This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Starting in January, you can legally carry handguns in public in Texas. And later next year, you can have concealed handguns on state university campuses. There are still a few gun-free zones, like hospitals, but some Second Amendment advocates are trying to change that. A few years ago, when State Representative Drew Springer went to visit a deputy at a Fort Worth hospital, he had to leave his gun in his car.
I go up and see the deputy, and then I come back, and now I leave where the security guard is, and I spend the next 10 minutes walking in a dark parking lot to get to my car in downtown Fort Worth, and I absolutely did not feel safe.
Springer says it makes no sense. He can take his gun into the Capitol building, but has to leave it in the glove compartment before walking into the ER. So the representative proposed a bill to eliminate most gun-free zones in the state. His district stretches over several counties between Amarillo and Dallas-Fort Worth, and it includes more than a dozen hospitals.
I've had both employees as well as visitors of their loved ones that have said, we're right here on the interstate. There's a big sign that says hospital, and people are coming off and trying to rob them of their drugs, and they feel vulnerable, and they want the right to be able to protect themselves.
Police Captain Dan Burbeck is also a Second Amendment supporter, but says guns should be off limits in hospitals. He's responsible for the team that responds to emergencies in the Dallas County Hospital District.
I totally understand the public's want or need to be able to defend themselves. However, I think there needs to be some common sense built into this as well.
Burbeck says Parkland, like many other major hospitals, treats a large number of psychiatric patients who may be in danger of hurting themselves or others.
With open carry or concealed carry, you have a well-intentioned patient coming in, sitting next to psych patients and prisoners, and you've introduced a gun into that environment. Even though that person, may have a right to defend themselves, they don't have the right to place others in danger.
Which is exactly what happened several years ago when Parkland doctors were treating a prisoner.
He ended up overpowering a deputy sheriff and was able to take his firearm.
After a large manhunt, a SWAT team eventually took the prisoner into custody. More recently, in January, a shooting at a Veterans Affairs clinic in El Paso left a psychologist and the gunman dead. In April, a father visiting his son at a hospital in Harris County pulled a gun on a nurse. In that incident, no one was hurt. Still, these cases bring up safety concerns for staff and visitors. In fact, new research released by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration shows staff working in hospitals experience much higher rates of workplace violence. The solution, says Steve Love with the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, isn't more weapons.
All people that I know within the hospital community clearly want gun-free zones in their hospitals.
Love says there's already violence without guns.
Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, and this wasn't even a gun, we had a nurse at the Good Shepherd Hospital over in Longview lose her life, where she was killed with a knife by a visitor in a hospital.
Hospitals across North Texas train for violence like active shooter incidents. Here's Police Captain Dan Burbeck.
If we were to have somebody enter the hospital with a gun with, their objectives or intention is to kill people or shoot people, we have non-ambulatory patients that can't defend themselves. We have patients that are ill and unable to defend themselves. So we try to prepare so that we can protect as many of our patient population as possible.
Lawmaker Drew Springer says he's willing to negotiate the details of guns in hospitals, but he doesn't plan to drop the issue. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.